do the C N Cap A, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. When life gives you lemons, you throw that shit right back. I mean, I was made from that bittersweet, that sour patch. My addiction was to fiend. I guess everyone had some type of addiction, but not like this. Check me out. I was on my way to Donnie's house to chill when I started to feel the change inside me. You could see smoke release from my nostrils. My faucet started to drip. I tried to catch it with my hands. I could not be on the hunt right now. I was just about to get laid. I was about to set it off. I called my sis Lexi. What's up? Lexi, it's happening. Girl, I thought that phase was over. I thought so too. I can't keep bailing you out of trouble. Go hide. Lexi did not know that that phase was just beginning. Go hide. What was that going to solve? I had to find someone and quick. I kept walking until I heard someone calling me in the street. Ayana, I haven't seen you in ages. That was Anna, if you want to say it right. It was good boy Tim. He'll have to do. What's going on, Tim?
Nothing. Chilling. How about you?
The same. I started to feel that impulse alarming me. We should catch up sometime. I really can't talk right now. Before I knew it, my eyes started to turn a reddish gold color. I stared into his eyes with a temptation of a snake. He was in a trance and I took over. I grabbed Tim's hand and started to lead him into a spot behind old man Duncan's house. I pushed him down on the bed, but once we got in there, I front flipped and landed in a handstand across his body. I started to unzip his pants, pulled it out, and started leeching. I was doing push-ups in a handstand. My mouth was pulling on his jumps and my tongue was trying to find the center of the toothy roll pop. His eyes were bloodshot and his moans were louder than an airplane at takeoff. I kept leeching long and deep, short and sweet. Long and deep, short and sweet. I kept that going until he screamed out, "Oh, shit, fuck, no, yes, Transaction completed. I watched him sleep so peacefully, but I had to get mine again. I needed more, so I poured a bucket of ice on top of his face. He woke up quick. "Damn, why you bugging?" I looked back into his eyes until he was back into a trance. "Tim, come play." I grabbed his hand and put it right where it needed to be. Stop a faucet that was leaking. "Dang, you about to have a puddle on my stomach. Keep going." His kept his hands in that circular motion until I dropped in a split on top of his third eye. I used my body as a cover. I put my heel on his forehead and kept rocking front to back, side to side. I leaned back till my body curved and slowed down the pace. I let his mind erase the time. I plugged myself into overdrive and clenched on. The minute he skyrocketed, the minute he exploded, I put a bullet in his head. I got up, kissed his forehead, and left. I really didn't want to kill him. He was the first one to come towards me, and time was of the essence. I washed up in one of those old wash pots from like the slave days. I was still going to meet Donnie. He didn't have to know about this. I arrived at Donnie's house. "Donnie! Let me in. I kept banging on his door. Who the fuck keeps banging on my door? It's me. Me who? Open this fucking door before I walk away with your damn present. Donnie opened the door and I walked in. I dropped a trench coat. I thought you had a present. I am the present. I already had that present. Where? Who? I know you ain't got a bitch up in my house. Calm down. I don't even roll like that. He better not be trying to roll like that, or his dick would have another home up his ass. Why you gotta be so damn tense? Lighten up. I am. You don't look like you're calm. You look like you're running from the popo. I ain't got nothing to hide. If they want to see me, they know where to go. Look now, calm down. Too Close by Nick started playing on his new Bose home radio system. That's my shit! Donnie starts to get behind me and crisscross his arms on my ass. I'm a bust a hole in this. I started twerking on him. We was getting it in on the floor. He wrapped his hand around my throat and started whispering in my ear.
You're about to be mine tonight. Get your ass upstairs and let's see what your fantasy.
I went upstairs to the red room. I switched the music till it started playing in that room. T-shirt and Panties by Dina Howard started playing and I grabbed that pole and he had lifted myself up sideways. I climbed all the way to the top and did a split on the ceiling. I wrapped my legs back around the pole and started twerking upside down. I kept picturing myself making that money while it rained on me at Onyx. I dropped down into a split before Any Time, Any Place came on by Janet Jackson. I started whining on him. I was moving my body like a snake to a saxophone. I slow whine by R. Kelly played. I kept my snake dance going. I motioned for him to come lay on the floor with the pole between his legs. I climbed back up that pole, did a few tricks that no one could do, and dropped down in a split right on that wood. Oh, shit. One more. Ain't gotta ask me twice. I started whining and grinding on that wood. I threw it at him slowly. He gonna get this work. The phone rang. It can wait, he said, trying to breathe. The phone kept ringing. I kept thrusting. I need to see who it is. It can wait. Just let me get this nut. The phone kept ringing. Whoever it was kept calling me back to back. It could be an emergency. We switched places. I was face down, ass up. Donnie grabbed my hair, pulled it back. I'm trying to put in work. That bitch can wait. He yelled out as he pumped me deep. Say that bitch can wait. He yelled while choking me from behind. It can wait. I screamed. Say it how I said it, he yelled, tightening his grip. That bitch can wait, I yelled. He bit my ass while pulling my hair. At least the choking stopped. We was too turnt. We kept going until we both nutted. I finally came and called back Gina. Now, Gina was my sister from upstate. Gina was that girl you need when you're going to throw them hands. She took no prisoners. She was a first 48 knockout, lights out, one shot, one hitter kind of chick. Hey, Gina, what's up? Why you call me? You knew I'd be at Donnie's getting his work. Pun told me all about it. I knew I shouldn't have said anything. Damn. Turn on the news. They had found the body. Shit. Then they said old man found him. He croaked over and died. Shit. Damn. Donnie's grandfather died too. You watching it? Yeah, shit. Man. Boom. You know, Donnie loved his pops. You know we can't tell him about this. He go crazy. You need me to do something? I can hook you up. Nah. I gotta go. I gotta figure this out. I hung up the phone. His pops is dead. Shit. Who gonna tell him? See, this what I get for being behind Duncan's house. The old guy had a heart attack. Now I gotta figure out how to tell him that his G-pops died. Shit. I needed a break, so I called up Gina. Her phone started ringing. Gina. Hey, Tori, what's up? You tell him. Hell no. Well, who do you think I am? I ain't no fool. You know he gonna find out. Look, I ain't call you for all that. I called to see if you can bring the gang together for a girl's night. Shots, strippers, perk, all of that. I got you. Meet me at the spot. I got you. You still need to tell him. He can find out on his own. That's on you. But when he finds out. Girl, you gonna be right here with me putting in work. We both laughed and hung up. I didn't want to think about any of that. I was just going to kick it with my girls and have fun. We had a lot of catching up to do. I took a shower and rubbed baby oil down my body. I just put on some black tube socks and an oversized Falcons jersey. The doorbell rang. There stood Lexi, Gina, and Eva. Now, Eva was the down for whatever chick. She was the get down, dirty brown queen. She was a lawyer by day and a happy ending masseuse by night. She was the number one. She was still my girl, though. All of them were. Gina was outstanding with numbers. No wonder she was a senior accountant at 27 at Jones & Burroughs LLC. Lexi was the food connoisseur. Oh, she could cook you a meal that would wet your palate and your pussy. I opened the door. Get your asses in here. I just got what you need, Gina said, while holding up the weed and the drinks. Hey, girl, Eva said. Hey, Lexi said. We all walked in the house, and before we could even sit down and roll one, Eva was bouncing with a big-ass scream. Girl, I got something to tell you.
What?
You remember that trick, Nikki? The one I stopped a hole into last month?
Yeah, that bitch.
What about her?
Let me tell you. I was walking to my apartment, bringing in my groceries, when I saw that her window was wide open. Like you can see all in it. I walk in my crib and put the bags down and head back to my car.
Get to it, Eva. We ain't got all night.
Don't rush me. Like I was saying before I was interrupted.
So I went to my car and I was heading back to my apartment when I decided to stop and look. This girl was going at it, giving top to Rico while John was eating her like a savage. There were two other couples there.
They were getting it in, huh? I ain't mad at her.
Listen now. Old girl was just wide open on the floor. She threw it back at John while he laid that wood and she was still giving top to Rico.
So what? She's a freak. We all knew that.
Man, listen. I went back for my last trip to my car and got the groceries in. That's when I heard a knock on my door. It was Nikki, John, and Rico, butt ass naked, talking about they want me to jump. You ain't do this shit. Gina poured the shots of Hennessy, vodka, and tequila. We all had to take three. I rolled up the first one and we started getting lit. She fucked. Look, are y'all gonna let me tell this story or what? Both John and Rico was rock hard. Nikki kept smiling at me. I asked that bitch who she looking at. She talking about she want a hit. I had on this mean jumper. And she trying to get some. I started putting my groceries up and I told them they got to go. Now was not the time. She pulled down my top and we were going at it. I beat that hoe. Whoop that hoe. Then it happened. You ain't fuck it up, Tora. Worse. You're saying, who do we need to bag up? Bag up? What you laughing for? No reason. You know me. I stay that way. Back to the story, though. So I was beating a bitch. Then I look up and seen Rico and John watching like they was trying to join. So tell me why this heifer was fucking two gay ass niggas. I knew I had seen them somewhere. Remember when we went to that gay club to chill with your retarded friend Nina? I knew exactly what she was talking to. Nina was a transition all on her own. Yeah, I remember. Them dummies were going at it with each other. Then they stopped when I started beating the girl. Two black eyes and a busted lip. I don't play like that, but I was down to watch. I pulled my Glock out from the jar to keep going. John was servicing Rico ass. Rico was savaging Nikki. It was a damn showdown. You really think we believe that you ain't fucked? We ain't stupid. We know you fucked him. Look, G, I don't go that way nor cross that street. I do watch. Back to the story, though. I kept watching until that feeling came. You know, my eyes turned that reddish gold. You know what I'm talking about, Tori. I knew exactly what she was talking about. See, Eva, Gina, and I are identical triplets out of a quadruplet set. Lexi was just the oddball out. Only Eva and I got that rare gene where our eyes turn colors. We got this from our great-grandfather. Our family is known for running this town. Dad was the judge. Our grandfather was the coroner until I took over. Our mother was the head surgeon at the hospital. There were so many secrets in the cracks of this town. All I know that no one crosses this family and lives to tell it. Yeah, I had that feeling the other day. Well, I was in the zone, and before I knew it, I had already joined in. We was taking turns with each other. It was bananas. I got the video. Want to see? No one wants to see that shit. Anyway, I kept feeling that feeling getting stronger till we was on come. I couldn't take it anymore. I knocked out Nikki and left her laying all beat up. While John was all over Rico. I shot him in the back of the head while Rico laid there screaming like a bitch. I dragged her back to the apartment after I cleared it out and grabbed Rico as and made him walk too. I left John in mine. Then I set Nikki on fire. And Rico and I went at it until he came.
What did you do at Rico?
He's in my trunk. But naked, probably pissed himself. He knocked out, though.
We can't be hiding people in the trunk now.
Daddy ain't going to keep bailing you out. Shit. Daddy know what's up. All the secrets stained on concrete. He'll keep protecting us.
When you gonna let Rico leave?
When I feel like it.
You ain't right.
Thanks for tuning in to the CS Cap. Hey, did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.